to just load it in, and here we go. Welcome to Disc 2 of our 12-disc course on how to make a radio show. In this disc, we'll be looking at how to go about improving from the feedback you may have accrued from your very first show.
Nice, yeah, we got a fair bit.
Your second radio show must be an improvement on the first. For starters, did you feel nervous first time around?
Well, yeah, kinda.
It probably showed. This time, why not try scripting large pieces of your dialogue? It may sound unnatural at first and take up lots more time. However, it will make you sound slightly clearer. Was your microphone giving you problems last time?
Duh.
Bad workmen always blame their tools. Try and enunciate.
Enunciate?
Now repeat after me.
Oh my god, it's Hermione Granger. I've come
the
to life.
The echidna in pain stays mainly on the train.
The echidna in pain stays mainly on the train.
Once again.
The echidna in pain stays mainly on the train.
And once more.
The echidna in pain stays mainly on the train.
Excellent.
Grief.
You are now on your way to becoming a great radio DJ.
Oh, I am so pleased.
Now, something you may want to consider is the use of sound effects. Just like that. Isn't it humorous?
Yes, hysterical.
I want you to try some sound effects now. Have you got a cow sound? Cows go moo. If so, try it now.
Yeah, okay,
Not bad. Now we'll try one more. Now try a scream of terror, just like this. Off you go.
Okay, scream of terror. Where is it? It's around here somewhere.
Not bad. Sound effects are
hey, I haven't done the scream yet!
Just as I am your friend, did you receive your flower crown in the post? If not, it's on its way soon.
Good, I'll make a point of keeping an eye out for it.
Okay. Now we'll try one more. Can you do an owl?
No, I can't do a flaming owl. I'm still trying to do the scream. What if we've got a receipt for these discs? We're going to take them back. There we go. Close enough, anyway.
Try to speak simply. If you have to say things, limit them and spread it all around. And try to avoid jargon or slang words that young people and Americans won't be able to understand.
Always with the Americans.
And last of all, make sure you enjoy yourself.
What the hell?
Thank you for using Cream's Guide to Recording a Radio Show. Until next time. Bye!
That's the last time I'm spending money getting elocution lessons from a rabbit in a dress. Run the titles.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire...
Radio Redux.
February! This is the second episode of Radio Redux. How's it going, everybody? I am Arcade UK, welcoming you back with much less nerves than I had last time. On this month's show, we have Chaotix X Episode 2. We find out what happened to Vector from a sticky situation he was in. A couple of advertisements have lined up for you. Lots of music from start to finish. A special guest interview. Some interesting news and letters from yourselves. and much, much more. This is Radio Redux. But wait, stop. Before we proceed, hey, this is what you need.
What you need.
Hi everybody, it's Arcane UK here. Welcome to the second episode of Radio Redux, and the first to be broadcast via the wonders of the podcast. Yes, if you're listening to this, you've obviously found us in our new home. Radio Redux used to be, even from the first episode that was, at the very least anyway, a streaming radio show type thing. Anymore because of the bandwidth problems that we had, which I'll get onto in a mo, and I thought this was a much better way of doing it. So hello if you're from Sonic Rex, which probably 99% of you are, and hello if you're just joining us for randomness and fun via one of the many pod-catching clientery type things. Lots of news and music coming up for you today. It's a Tales of Symphonia Day today. That's what we've got listening to at the moment. And it's the theme from Mizuho, also known as Shinobi Life. Mizuho being the home of the sexy Samuro Shino, if you've played the game. But yeah, we're going to have that more or less all day, I think, as background music. What's coming up? Last two pieces of music you were listening to were obviously the digital remaking version of the What You Need from Sonic Rush, and following that we had Sonic 2, the Sky Chase Zone theme, and very nice it was too. I'd like to apologise in advance, if I may. This broadcast wasn't originally going to be this first podcast, so some of the things that I'm saying now might not match up necessarily some of the things I'm saying later on. I'm actually having to go back through and edit it all, and unfortunately I really couldn't be bothered to go and re-record the entire show over again and all the stuff I said before. So I've sort of might appear that my voice sort of wavers in the way either the quality or the way it's projected. I'd also like to apologise in advance for some of the stuff that's coming up. I might sound a bit sniffy. This is mainly because, if you heard the previous show, I was sort of not very well at all. Then, in the space between then and now, I've actually gotten better. But unfortunately, my mum basically caught the coldy cough that I had just as I got better. Now that she's getting better, I've recalled the cold cough of her, and I'm more or less better now. And today, according to my nice little calendar, is Monday the 6th of February, which means it's 3 days till I become 23. Oh, the joy and loveliness of that. And I'll get lots of cake and lots of presents, and hopefully presents with you as well. Yes, you, I'm looking at you. Although probably actually the show probably won't go out until about the 11th, I would have thought, today. Coming up next, though, we have the news. Yes, we have a news section now. A proper news section. But I really don't want to fade out this music because I'm enjoying it so much. Alas, I'm going to have to. We'll be having some more Tales of Symphonia throughout the day, mainly because I'm in a Tales of Symphonia mood, and it makes some good background music that I can't really play normally. So, ladies and gentlemen, the news!
The latest from around the globe. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel UK.
That's kind of cool, isn't it? Just love the whole sort of American news intro style. But yes, this is your news. Good evening. This is the news, and this is Archangel UK presenting it. First up on the news, Archangel UK still has a job. As you may recall from episode 1, at the time of recording, I actually was sort of on the point of redundancy from my job, which would have been an absolute disaster for me personally, obviously, because I would be then getting no money, and Sonic Rex as a whole, because I'd then have no financial support to keep that going. So, yes, even more serious than you would have thought. But yes, a nice company called Music Zone has steamed in on a steam-powered white charger to save the day, has bought the company, more specifically the store where I work, and yes, I am still employed, and I still get money, except for the moment, because I am on holiday. I have might have used none. Well, I've actually only used 2 days of my holiday for the entirety of 2005. So, and the financial year starts on end of March. I have to use all my holiday before then, so I've got basically like a month off. Episode 1 of Radio Redux was a resounding success. We had 366 downloads in 10 days. 10 days. I think it was probably 9 days actually. It was the 10th day, unfortunately, it had to be taken down. This is because 366 times 27 megabytes equals. Oh, MFG, where's all my bandwidth gone, man? Yes, our bandwidth disappeared into the night like a phantom. Yes, going through like a gigabyte a day of bandwidth, that's a lot. We're still going through quite a lot of bandwidth. As a result of which, I had to take some pretty serious, strenuous action. Which resulted in Radio Redux being taken down, and it's also resulted in this podcast, thanks to some very nifty work indeed. Codex Episode 1 is no longer available to download separately, I'm afraid. If you wanted to download it separately, the best thing I could recommend you doing is downloading the Episode 0. I'll probably, when I get to about Episode 5 of Codex X, if I get that far, I'll make a sort of pack, Episodes 1 to 5 together, with a special thing that you can download if you so wish, and I'll add them to the stream when I can. Okay? The advertisement, we've got some more advertisements coming up in the show later today. You will know it's an advertisement, by the way, because the Pearl and Dean music will be featured. The lovely sounds of Asteroids, which is actually the name of the Pearl and Dean music. You must remember that music from the cinema, you know. That will sing tight when an advert's on. We'll be having those. I will probably be hosting those separately so you can download them and listen to them. Also, because of the bandwidth problems, the Shadow Depository has been affected. Until I can sort this out, there will be no more music at all on the Sonic Rex Shadow Depository. I'm so sorry about this, but it's the only way. A lot of bandwidth was also being taken up because it was probably a very dumb idea of mine to play lots of Sonic Rush and Shadow the Hedgehog that other sites don't really host on my radio show, and then put them in the show depository, because everyone went, oh, I quite like that piece of music, maybe I'll download it. Oh, Sonic Rex actually has it on their page, let's download it. That probably wasn't the smartest idea. This was backed up by the fact that of the MP3s that were downloaded, and I can actually see the downloads number on some of the web stats that I get, the most downloaded MP3 after Chaotix X and after the radio program through its streaming method was Right Here Right Now, which was obviously the opening Sonic Rush track from last week, which was also a digital remaking track. I forgot to mention that at the time, it was also a digital remaking track. So unfortunately, no more music in the Shadow Depository for the time being. Any piece of music that I play, you will most likely be able to get through Fast Feet Media, which you can access if you go through the Sonic Stadium. I really recommend doing that in the future. You can obviously get a lot of videos and things as well. I might well put up a single MP3 track or something and then alternate it a bit, like I tried to do previously with the Download of the Week in version 3. Whatever it was. But gone, I'm afraid now. Gone, sorry. Radio Redux, the jingle contest that I announced at the end of episode 1, was a complete whitewash owing to the fact that nobody entered. Gee, thanks a lot, guys. Luckily, one person did answer. I entered. You'll be hearing a few more of the jingles like you heard before, which I don't like better than the news one, I must say. Mainly because it's using my voice and some very nice audio effects. Yes, I'm afraid it's Dread's worst nightmare. We are going to be sort of a little bit more slick. Or try and be a little more, bit more slick than SSR. I am sorry, Dread. Perhaps we'll have more on Dread Next later. The Sonic World, or I should say Sonic World, as opposed to the Sonic World, Sonic World released a new version of their site recently, more or less at the same time that we released our new version of Sonic Rex. As a result of which, I highly recommend you checking that out. In further news, further late news at this stage, to be honest, Sega City released a new contest where you could win some very, very nice, if I might say, signed artwork of Shadow and Sonic, signed by the legendary Yuji Naka himself, ladies and gentlemen. Yuji Naka taking time out from his arduous work that he does on the Sonic Stadium and Sega Sonic Radio, and obviously captaining the good ship Sonic for us all. Go to Sega City and check that out if it's still available, and then just basically enter. Or rather, don't enter. No, don't enter. Then I've got a better chance of winning. Ah, cunning. Cunning as a fox. Cunning as a fox on helium. Wait a minute, helium's not cunning. Or is it? Ah. Other news, the Sonic Rex store items. We will soon be releasing some of those into the stores for some goodies for you to peruse and possibly purchase. Not sure which ones those are at the moment. Have to run them past a few people first to check I'll be okay on the various legal ramifications. But I personally think I'll be okay with the stuff that's going to go in there. But we shall see. Finally, big buttock clenchingly sphincter tightening news. I can confirm, not next episode, but possibly by the episode after, there will be a very, very special Radio Redux, the Sonic Hour crossover type thing we do. Because the almighty Dreadnux, aka Sven Jocelyn, will be guesting on the show. Don't know how yet. It'll be Skyped, I'd imagine, because we've both kind of got Skype. What we're going to do, I really don't know. We might do a couple of adverts together, we might co-host the entire show together, or we might simply have some kind of interviewee spiel type thing. But still, very exciting. How cool is that? You would imagine, to quote the great man himself. But yeah, wow. Look forward to that. We'll have more news on that next time. Coming up, though, as that is the last piece of news we have for the time being, we have our first request. It is from Demex, our friend of Sonic Rex, obviously. He is the webmaster of SonicStyle.org. Sonic Rex's sort of half-bastard brother, cousin, sister's uncle, twice removed forcibly. His request is, it's a remix, which I'm obviously very pleased about. It is from Sonic 1, the Spring Yard Zone, a remix called Live at the Spring Yard by Harmony. It's kind of weird. Okay, it's kind of weird. I'll see you after that, when maybe we might just have an
Radio Redux. Listener request. Sega. Radio Redux.
Try your best, but you don't succeed.
Now available at all good record stores. Dexter the Crocodile, with his Grammy-nominated new album, Vector and Friends, featuring covers of 12 great hits, including his number 42 chart hit, Fix You by Coldplay.
Stuck in reverse. And the tears come streaming down your face. When you love something you can't replace.
A masterpiece, says NME.
Tears stream down your face. When you lose something you cannot replace. Tears stream.
Five stars,
down
CQ.
Your face and I. Tears stream down your face. I promise you I will.
Vector the Crocodile, Vector and Friends, out now.
Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Yeah. This CD is not available in any record store, let alone a good one. Vector Crocodile's voice, by the you can, not poorly at that. If you really want this, Nicole, play by the Alex and White. If you really want to buy Vector CD, click get it immediately. Single source.
I often wonder how you drive when the road's too dark to see. It's too
That song was Ride by the Lost Prophets, or perhaps it should just be called Ride. See, he agrees with me. It was from Need Speed Underground. That's one instance, I think, one instance of an EA game actually getting a soundtrack that they put together kind of right. Ah, cool. Yes, before that we had a Sonic CD song, and that was the Collision Chaos Zone Bad Future version. It was the US soundtrack, unfortunately. I haven't got any Japanese. I need the Japanese soundtrack at the minute. Perhaps I shall see about sorting that out. We had, of course, the request at the beginning, which was an overclocked remix, I should add. And then we had the advertisement, Vector Sings Coldplay, coming in straight after that. I must say, I did actually sing the whole song. I can sing moderately well. It pained me severely to sing as Vector and therefore sing that badly. So I did sing the whole song. The whole song is, to be honest, hilarious. I just don't have the time today to actually, actually play it from start to finish. But if I get enough requests for it, I might well play it next time. And honest to God, it is worth it. It is stupidly funny. Next up, we have... I'm going to go through some of the feedback we got. Got some letters, some questions, and I'm going to go through those for a while as we listen in the background to some more Tales of Symphonia. I'll give a little list at the end of the day, like I did in episode 1, of the track names and everything, so you'll be able to know in case you want them. I don't actually have a letters jingle yet. I might do one next time. Who knows? But I could do just a generic Radio Redux jingle.
Radio Redux.
So yes, letters. We've got a fair number of letters to go through and questions. Unfortunately, most of them seem to be from Demex again. But he's given me he's given me 7, actually. But then again, 7 is a magic number. It's the most powerful of magic numbers. Maybe intend to make a Horcrux out of them. I don't know. But yes, let's go to the questions. First up, we'll have Demix's first question first, because he's seen that before the other 6. Will you have guests on your radio show? Lol, just something I would like to know. Winky smiley. I can't really see how I can get you on here, Demex, sorry, but obviously I've already said we'll be getting the Almighty Dread on probably episode 4 for a little Radio Dreadux or the Sega Sonic Radio Redux or something, or the Redux Hour or whatever it is we'll end up being called. Yes, if you can record something, Demex, an idea is slowly festering in my mind. Yes, I actually might have an idea for something like that. Let me get back to you in a bit, and I'll see what I can do. That is a good idea I've just had. it might enable someone else to appear for us at Radio Redux. Mike Bryan asks, I was just wondering what programs you use to make the comics and to make the custom characters or anything that you may use to help make the comics. Thanks. As I've said before, I use Adobe Photoshop 7.0, and I use that for basically everything. I use for the images. I use it for the images to go into the Flash. I use it to edit the sprites as well, although it's probably not the best thing to actually use to edit the sprites, but for the custom sprites, characters, edits, that's what I use. Another Demick's question then, did you create those images of Tails, AME and Robotnik for the header bars yourself? Yes, I did. The only one that I didn't create was the Sonic one, which is the stock Sonic X image. The shadow head, the vector head, the Amy head, the Angelus head, the Knuckles head, the Eggman head, what else have we got? There's a Charmy head somewhere. Tails, yeah, all that lot I created myself. Which goes back to another question that I tend to get actually, which is, can I use those images? No, you can't. I'm sorry, but no. Unfortunately, some people have come along and have started to use some of the banners and some of the images that I've created as stock images for their particular websites. These people tend to be Dutch. I get a lot of Dutch visitors to Sonic Rex. So if you see a website using Sonic Rex images and you're in the Netherlands, email them in Dutch, because I can't speak Dutch or type Dutch, and just say, you know, I'm pretty certain AAUK didn't let you use those images. He'd probably appreciate it taking it down and you taking the time to make your own, you lazy, lazy gits. In Dutch, obviously. What kind of recommendation are you going to suggest for the Amazon section of your site? Just Sonic or anything out of the blue? Again, says Demix. The Amazon recommended links. If you've gone to Sonic Rex recently, you might have noticed that the Google advertisement on the front page has disappeared. This is mainly because the Amazon link gets me a darn sight more money a lot quicker. I can earn actually up to 10% as a referral fee on your orders. So if you're going to order anything through Amazon, if you go through there, then you know, up to 5% to 10% of what you order money-wise, if it's coming through Amazon proper, I can get as a referral fee, and that goes straight to Sonic Rex. What you got to lose, really? So that's just literally a thing. I mean, I ordered something myself, just as a test, really. I ordered, I think it was the second episode of, the second DVD of the anime series Chrono Crusade, which I'm going through at the moment, which is really cool indeed. And I ended up, just from the one order, I get like, it was cheap, it was like £8, and I ended up getting 30p back. Now, I haven't even made a dollar yet on the pay-as-you-click googly things, and like, you know, I don't like them as much as you. I can't stand them. I don't want to see a Christian rock group thing when you go into the Radio Redux one, honestly. But they're there for the purpose of keeping the site going. If I win the lottery or something, believe me, they'll be out of there as quick as that. All right. But yes. So just go there. Question: when will you get an official forum? Never get an official forum. I'm not a forumy kind of guy. Echo Hawks message board Echo Worlds does a brilliant job on its own. It needs a lot of people going on it. So please click on the forum and start. Don't be afraid if you don't see any Fred's in the Sonic Rex area. That's just because that Nairobi's done a new one for a while, and there's a sort of time limits thing on it. She did say she was going to do that as soon as possible. Unfortunately, Echo Hawk actually has got something going on in IRL at the moment, so she's actually taking a small sabbatical from Sonic Rex dealings at the moment. So if you did, going back to the fan art question, fan art news we had at the beginning, please do email them to Echo Hawk, but don't be surprised if you don't get a reply for a while. We'll have more on this as it happens. But anyway, to actually answer your question, Demix, yes, it's the way it's set up on the Amazon Click thing. It is specifically targeted to the word Sonic, or Sonic the Hedgehog. I can't remember. I think it's just Sonic. I will most likely change it to specific items, things like new releases. So you can imagine when Riders comes out, that's going to become Riders. Probably on PS2, although I really wouldn't want to go PS2 way, but I have to, for that is the majority of fools. But yes, so that's what will happen then. Well, with Mickey Mouse's tail pointing downwards and Goofy's hand pointing upwards, it appears my Rolex is a fake. Oh, how disappointing. But according to the time anyway, it's been about 10 minutes, so I think we'll have another piece of music, have a little break between letters sections. That will be coming up, along with 8 dozen more questions from Demex, probably, and possibly a couple of other people, after the break. See you on the flip side. Because, you know, that's my catchphrase now, apparently. Yeah. I didn't get it either. This is Radio Redux. 6 out of 5 mathematicians prefer it.
The best music. Radio Redux. Rock classic.
Hey little sister, who's the only one? so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding.
That was Billy Idol with White Wedding. If you do not possess this as an MP3, buy it immediately. Or buy the Billy Idol Greatest Hits that got re-released last year. It's a great CD, actually, surprisingly so. But yes, back to the questions. Cabs. Cabs ask, you come up with so many original things all the time. How do you do that? I just rock, Cabs. I just rock, honey. It probably comes to the fact that I grew up with a lot of, sort of older music. My parents did a fantastic job of just bringing up with so many different things around me, music-wise, and I have a great fondness for old 50s and 60s sort of radio comedy shows that the BBC used to do, and I really love things like that, like Navy Lark and Round the Horn and Beyond Our Ken and things like Just a Minute and I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, and even the old comedies that the old sort of BBC comedies Hancock and things like that, Steptoe. So I just love those to death. I really do, and that's really I do put a lot of that into the Sonic Rex comics and Radio Redux and Chaos XX. I also do so much because I'm not in full employment at the moment. When I'm in full employment, things will probably slow down a lot. A lot of stuff's been going on at the moment. But yeah, that's kind of why. Thank my parents. Thank your parents if you like. Sister! that's really why. The other thing is, I put a lot of sort of references to various other things in SW, which is why I love doing the comic notes, just to sort of say, did you spot that when it was first came out? And the other day I had to go back into Comic 26's Building Bridges comic notes, because I forgot to put in the most obvious one. I put the most obvious one right at the beginning, when the party's going on in the background. And you can just hear, it's just a jump to the left, and then a step to the right, which of course is the first line from, well, not sort of the first line of the chorus of Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, of course. And I forgot to do that. I did all the other ones. I even went back into the comic itself, and I corrected the Iocane Powder reference on that one, because I wanted it to be just perfect. But yeah, thanks for that, Cabs. Demix more or less gets the answer to the same question, actually, is where do you get your ideas for your comics? Echo Hawk inadvertently gives me ideas for various comics. The next three coming up, I think, are things that she said in an email or something, which is inadvertently given an idea. She's kind of like she's a very, very small muse. Maybe that's not necessarily a good idea to have her as a very, very small muse, but hey. So I come up with ideas through that, just out generally in town, things like that. I think of a situation. A lot of time I think of very good titles. So it's always been a problem of mine. I come up with an excellent title for something, and then I say, it's alright, I'll build a story around this title for this comic. But hey, it seems to have worked so far. I've got another question here from somebody that hasn't put the name down on it, which is what's been the most unpopular comic to date? Well, that's easy. That's the Legend of Angelus. That caused all sorts of problems. the cut and paste thing with the images, and everyone hated it and said, oh, everyone got up on their high horse and said, this is not sprite comic, this is not the way you've been doing it so far, why have you done it this way, I do not want anything to do with this if you continue doing things this way. To which I replied, it's a one-off, get to the very, very good gag in it, and hell no, am I going to do anything with regards to this comic. Yeah, I really think Legend of Legends of Endless is really cool. There's a lot, I mean, lots of references to different things. I love the edited Minish Cap introduction images. The Legend of Zelda font. I just love the fact that I use that. Two more questions. Who's from Demix? Who's Gracie and what did you win? Gracie? I know what you mean. This is from when I announced the 26 came out in the news page, and then I sort of also announced the whole Dread situation. And after that, I said it would be a Radio Armageddon-y type event, and then sort of in big capitals said, "We win, Gracie!" Which is actually a reference to the film Armageddon, because it's Bruce Willis's last line as he activates the nuclear bomb to blow the meteor and himself to Kingdom Come, which is "We Win, Gracie," which he says to, although she can't hear it, it's his daughter back on Earth. So yeah, that's why I added that on the end. So it's Radio Armageddon, the event "We Win, Gracie." Do you like Amy and Cream's new outfit in Sonic Riders? Cream! Oh, Cream makes me laugh. Why she's got that orange visor on, I don't know. And the whole orange t-shirt thing, I that's just comedy incarnate. Amy, on the other hand, I think Amy looks really cool. As I've said before, they're growing Amy up very, very slowly. They've said, you know, she's 12, I suppose. She's probably 13 now, they'll probably say. But yeah, they're slowly growing her up, guys. If you look back, they're making her more sexy deliberately. They're sexing her up. And I'm just wondering if they sort of say, if they ever will come around and say that and say, well, it's, you know, she's seen Rouge, and see how everyone sort of pays attention to Rouge, and maybe she's going to sort of tart herself up a bit. But I think the trousers suit her. I mean, she couldn't go around, she's not going to go airboarding wearing that bloody skirt, is she? Don't be daft. So yeah, I really appreciate the Amy outfit. Because it's sort of, they've designed it properly. Rouge's outfit she seems to have nicked from Serena Williams. Why, I don't know. I have big problems. I'm going to do a little article, if I hadn't already by the time this comes out, I'll be doing another article for TSS on sort of first impressions on this. But Wave the Swallow, I have big beef about Wave the Swallow, because according to the Sega, the official site, Wave the Swallow basically buries the description of Wave the Swallow just buries Tails and Robotnik, and the whole little sort of rivalry they've been setting up since Sonic Adventure. They've been setting up this rivalry. And possibly just before then, they've been setting up the rivalry between Eggman and Robotnik, and for this sort of like slow moving sort of payoff to when Tails actually becomes level with Robotnik, or surpasses Robotnik, which is the thing they've been slowly building up to, and they completely bury it. They completely undo all the good work they've done in two lines with this new character, and that in a way really disgusts me, because they just removed Tails' purpose, and they kind of negated even further Robotnik's purpose. I'll go into that a bit more in detail in the article, which I suggest you look at if I've already done it, of course. Any more questions? Any more questions? No, I am out of questions. So, we'll go back into another song, I think. What can we have next? Let's have some Sonic Heroes, I think. Bullet Station is coming up right next. And well, hopefully my special guest will be arriving sometime soon for this this interview we're going to do. We should even hurry up. It's getting a bit late. And, well, where we go? Well, I'll just be down in a minute, yeah? This must be the place, Fraggy.
Oh my god.
You're going to be on the radio. I can talk all day about all the things we like. I'll be back after some Sonic Heroes. Hello!
Suspended in midair.
You haven't been doing your Cirque du Soleil impression again, have you?
And the best music.
One of my favorite songs. Full stop.
On the air 24 hours a day.
Like somebody's putting down a stray puppy, but violently with a frisbee.
With your resident DJ.
The show that 9 out of 10 cats prefer to the next leading radio station called Radio Redux. You'll play the organ and like it!
Archangel UK.
Creator of this marvellous empire thing I have going here.
This is Radio Redux. Chaos Rocks.
Yes. Yeah, we're back. And I'm so pleased. Because in the studio with me now, in the Radio Redux studio, my special guest has arrived. I specifically asked Sega very nicely if one of their team or one of the stars behind the Sonic games could possibly come in and surprise you all with a nice interview. Unfortunately, they seem to have sent me the cat.
The original cat. I'm way better than Blaze. I'm the original, and you know what they say, the original can never be better.
So yes, in the studio with me, we have Big the Cat. Round of applause for Big. There we go. That's about as much as I can muster for you, I'm afraid.
Why are you being mean to me?
Why do you think? You're a third-rate character.
Third-rate.
You're a third-rate character whose best friend is a frog, for God's sake. And every time he gets the opportunity, he hops it. Literally.
You're a froggy this.
Perhaps he's trying to tell you something. Say, froggy. You've been with this guy for how long now? I mean, we're talking about, two years? 4 years. 4 years. Good grief, it's even longer than I thought. I mean, why do you stay with him? Yeah, I suppose the money would have something to do with it, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Froggy, you traitor!
Really? Who'd have thought?
I thought I was here for the interview.
Because the frog is more interesting than you.
No, not these my friends.
Yes, but...
Can I tell everyone about my autobiography? It's coming out very soon.
Nobody's interested!
I want to play some music.
Look, you can't play any music.
This button play the music. Oh, it's a windy and
sunny day. Just leave the buttons alone, for you!
I want to touch the button. But that was my music. I want to hear my music.
Of course, that was
flow.
Your music. I was going to play it after the interview, regardless of whether or not it was you.
You've got a headset. We've only got the single mic between us.
What?
I want your headset.
Stop messing with my headset.
I want your headset. Give me
headset. About that, everyone. We had a slight problem there, slight technical problem. Anyway, just to let you know, we'll. What are you still doing here? And the same to your mother as well. Now, right. You want to go back? Okay, I'll bring them back to him. Right, where is it? Where's my golf club? Where's my golf club? Okay. Now, you want to go back to it? Fine. Four! Right. I'm going to go off and get my hackles down a bit. And also check that my headset still works properly. As if it hasn't got enough problems with it already. Anyway. Lazy Days Living in Paradise from Sonic Adventure is coming up right now, after which I'm going to be discussing a very, very special competition that you might well wish to enter, and following that we'll have a couple more pieces of music, and we'll follow that up with some Chaotix X. Yes, episode 2 is on its way very soon, I assure you. I'm off for a break. This is Sonic Adventure. That was Later Days, Living in Paradise, in the Cat's Favourite Song Adventure. And that leads us nicely into a little competition whereby you can win some signed Zelda artwork. Signed Zelda artwork, signed by the legendary Shigeru Miyamoto himself. And also win a pair of tickets to this year's E3 event, courtesy of Nintendo Home Entertainment. All you need to do is send in the answer to this very simple question. Who did invent the...
Now this is where I take over. Frost, Echo, pipe down. I should have left you all at DaveSonicSite.com. And sheesh, Echo, with that kind of language, you're no better than Tobias. Yeah, and your mom looks like she ate Orga. Anyway, welcome to my domain. This is Hawkeye, a small segment by yours truly from Sonic Rex. Alright, where to begin? Well, I guess I should introduce myself a little bit here. I am Echo Hawk from Sonic Rex. I am a character, I am a person, I am an artist, and now I'm getting my little piece of glory on Radio Redux. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, now we're going to move on to our next matter of business here today. I figure it's important enough, you know. Archangel UK goes on and on about his site and everything like that. I figure you guys would be interested in the stuff I do, since, you know, I seem practically invisible and seemingly do nothing. You know, I did a few drawings way back, last year, and I haven't changed them since. Let me assure you on this part, there will be some changes. I've been doing a lot of things, but I'll explain more on that later. More importantly, I'm here to tell you about the message board. Now, it seems like a silly thing. Sonic Rex all of a sudden just got a message board out of nowhere. Well, to be honest, that was fully, completely, and altogether my doing. Archangel UK wanted one. He thought it was nice since the shoutbox tended to get, let's just say, abused, in the least. I set the entire thing up, and so far I've been manipulating that sucker for the past year as well, I'd say, a couple months now. And it looks pretty good. I still gotta get a new skin up and do all that stuff. I do that every month. And it's a smashing good thing. You should check it out. Click the link. See what I have to offer. I mean, it's a Sonic fan site. You can say whatever you want, as long as you're not vulgar, follow a few little tiny rules, you know, being nice or whatever, and there shouldn't be a problem. Only thing that worries me is we just don't have that many members. I know you guys stop in all the time to see the comics. They're great, but, you know, have you ever wanted to talk about them or something? We just... The message board is very quiet right now, and I don't know, I'd love to see some more faces, even if you post only a few times, only if you just post once every time you come in. I mean, we'd love to have you. I'd love to meet you, personally. That's something I enjoy doing. I make a lot of friends, and I would thoroughly enjoy meeting all of you and any of you who seek me out. So hopefully, you'll take my little bit of advice in this advertising here. It's my pride and joy, really. Come visit us at the message board. Join, chat, have some fun, meet some of our wild, interesting fans. Believe me, ice is there. You will have some fun. I assure you of that. She's probably cackling over this one. But Shezza and I, we promise, we're going to deliver. We're going to take good care of you and assure you a really good time. And now, of course, for something completely different. Hold on to your seats for this one. This might be interesting.
第1課新しい友達
Lesson 1 New Friends.
Yes indeed, that's absolutely right if you caught on by that little introductory. I'm actually going to teach you how to speak a little bit in Japanese. So let's get right down to it. Alright, one of the most important basic things I'd like for any of you all to do is if you see a Japanese word, even if it doesn't seem like it is, I'd I'd like you to look at the vowels differently. All the consonants are the same. You might want to write this down and recite them and practice them. Your vowels to remember are A, I, U, E, O. Now that might not seem like anything, but believe me, they are pronounced differently, but they are always pronounced this way. You can pronounce a lot of foreign words by doing this. A is pronounced ah. I is pronounced E. U is pronounced U. E is pronounced E. And O is pronounced O. That shouldn't be too hard. But hopefully that'll help you clarify some of the names and all sorts of stuff. I'm sure some of you all would dabble in manga and all sorts of things like that. So hopefully that'll help you just read it easier. And that is the very first, the very basic thing. I'm not going to go into a whole bunch of word things. You know, we'll work on greetings if the show continues and stuff like that. I'd love to teach you all this kind of stuff. It's very easy. It's very nice. You know, it's just, it takes practice. But some things I'd like to also share is some words you should already probably know if you speak the English language. You just got to say it slightly differently, because it's pronounced in what is called katakana. It is a foreign word. We use it. It's just pronounced slightly differently. For example, hamburger. They will understand that. You probably already know. This is hamburger. Hamburger. A few others include birthday, birthday, coffee, coffee, sports, sports, tennis, tennis, one of our favorites, television. Another nice one to know, video, which means video, tape, and VCR. And that will conclude this segment's lesson. I'd love to teach you more, but you've got to support Hawkeye. Send some emails to Archangel UK, send some emails to me, tell me what you think. Did you enjoy it? What do you want to learn about? I'll be willing to look up anything for you all. Just send me a message. Jamata! See you later. Alright, now to break back into a regular update here. Well, some important stuff starting to go around. We've got the new launch of my buddy Sheza's site. That's going to be huge. We've got some graphics coming along that are going to look great in that. I'm also a part of that staff if you'd like to look me up. Nothing you haven't already seen. But another big part of that is we're thinking about adding some fan comics there, as well as some new art galleries. So if you want to send any to me for some evaluation, we can see if we can slide you in there as soon as we can. And don't worry, I'm lenient, as long as you know it isn't profane or just, you know, ridiculous. Don't worry, I'm pretty lenient. Just, you know, send your creative thoughts towards me. I'll take it up. I'll see what I can do. I'll put you somewhere. I want to hear from you guys. That's what matters most to me. And let's see how else we can wrap this up. I guess some small other announcements. I'd like to take a moment again to advertise for our buddies. Give a little shout out to our guys at DaveSonicSite.com. It's all one word. Dave has kindly just been a good pal of mine. I was able to write a review for him. I intend to continue to contribute to his site further on, and I said I'd give him a little shout out. So there you are, Dave. I promised I would. Now I'm delivering. All right, and you know, they're good buddies. And Tobias, that joke was an inside joke. He'll probably be like, what the heck? But the thing is, you guys, I know I might sound selfish, but I want more airtime. I could only get this little window segment here. I had to practically throw a grenade in Archangel UK's backyard to get on here, okay? I'm practically, you know, dodging behind his firewalls and all this stuff like this. Now, harass him. I don't care how you want to do it. Just please don't threaten the poor guy, but you know, send him some emails. Tell him you want more Hawkeye. Come on, let's support the little bird, you know? I got, what, 10 minutes to tell you guys stuff in one song. Come on, give me a... Come on. Give him some trouble. Let's give the big master a little kick in the butt. You guys are something else. I hope you guys... I can't tell you to do nothing like that. Just offer a little suggestion here and there, but, I think I should mention one thing before I get into our song, which will conclude my segment for the most part. Well, I guess it should be important to say that I might actually be gone, for those of you who haven't heard this, for about 6 weeks. It's a strong possibility I might be actually going to Japan. So if you guys got any suggestions or anything I could look out for, if you guys are in Japan, you know, you want to see me or something, photo opportunity, believe me, I know you guys love photos, it's not a myth, but, you know, give me a call, give me another email. Again, I love emails, I don't care who or what or why or anything, just write to me, I want to hear from y'all. And yes, I did just say y'all, in case you don't know where I'm from, start putting the pieces together. Lots of horses, middle of USA, well, you can start figuring that one out, but I don't think so, don't worry. And finally, I shall say that this one is a dedication song going out to ICE, out in Australia. I'm not sure which part yet, I don't have a good enough memory span to remember, sorry there, hun, you know me. But this is Feel Good Incorporated by the Gorillaz. Let me say one bit. Raven seems to really love this song, too. And he acts funny whenever it's being played. Let's just hope nothing happens this time around. Alright, you all enjoy. This is my kind of beat. This is Feel Good Incorporated.
Shut up.
No! Raven! Don't touch that cage! Snap. Looks like this bird's gotta fly. Catch you on the next Hawkeye.
So make sure you send in your answer to that question as soon as possible. I won't be repeating this question, okay? So don't even bother asking. Coming up next, we have our last piece of non-game music. It is from the Brighter Later album of Nick Drake. The Brighter Later album is actually my favourite album of all time. It's such a shame Nick Drake died so young. Only produced, I think it was 4 albums in the end. They did a recent collection, which I believe they released last year. He's an artist who's really sort of flourished through word of mouth. This is Hazy Jane 2 from the Brighter Later album, and we've got a request after that. See you in a bit.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Capitalist request, it was Live and Learn, the main theme from Sonic Adventure 2, of course. Now, Chaos Detect is coming up in a moment. However, there is something else I want to mention beforehand. Just literally at the beginning of the month, it was Knuckles' birthday. Yes, he was 12. 12 years old, how the time flies. I remember when he was just a little nipper growing up in the outback.
He had pink spines in those days, and the kids took the mick out of him something chronic.
Yes, but as it's his birthday, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, Squashed Echidnas and Stew, and various other things. But we thought we'd do a little musical tribute anyway. So next up is going to be Kick the Rock, the Wild Canyon theme from Sonic Adventure 2. So more Sonic Adventure 2, not Sonic Adventure 2 today. And after that, we'll have Team Chaotix in Chaotix X Episode 2. And that episode today is called The Chow in the Iron Mask. It'll all become clear. I should mention, actually, I don't know where everyone got off on the idea that Jacques and Pierre were chow. I got a lot of people saying that Jacques and Pierre, they're French chow. It's really funny. I never specified at any point that Jacques and Pierre were chow. Okay. Just thought I'd say that. Here is Kick the Rock.
This is Knuckles, and I'm back. I've been away for a while, but I'm back to kick some butt and wild candy. I shall find all the lost pieces of the Master Emerald here. I'm gonna get those fools. They wanna play with my emeralds? They play with the wrong guy. Heck, I don't know. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hogg spit like a menace. Wild candy and fun, I gotta chase her back, huh? Yeah, woo, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross by thief, that's out. Mysterious ways, that's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race.
Radio Redux.
Last time on Chaotix X.
What news on Project Eiffel Tower?
They say Team Chaotix are nowhere to be seen. We suspect they may have acquired some information about the project.
Well, here we are, boys. Paris.
Ah, most welcome, customer. Come and sit. Allow my colleague, Pierre, to give you a small drink.
I don't like this.
Where am I? Why am I suspended in midair?
You haven't been doing your Cirque du Soleil impression again, have you?
It appears we're in some kind of prison cell. Those drinks must have been drugged.
Oh no, they're just being lowered into the cauldron.
I'll attempt to cut you down with one of my throwing stars. I've only got one chance to cut Vector down.
Well, hurry up and save me already!
Okay. On the count of three. Three!
And now, on Chaotix X. The debonair, handsome Devil Chow, with his long hair, Roman features, muscular, tan physique. Okay. Hold up. Who's been messing with the script?
I did.
that's all right then.
Excuse me. As the one languishing in mortal peril here, perhaps you can get back to the plot.
Very well. Back on the confiscated space station Mir, the Devil Chow prepares to make his seventh evil monologue of the day.
Okay, are you ready now? Now, do it exactly as I taught you.
Can't I just make the speech already?
Honestly, your supreme devilness, it'll be well worth the wait.
My patience grows short.
They've been practicing all day to get it right. I mean, it's not every supervillain who gets his own fanfare now, is it? Okay, you lot, all together. I was wondering whether you could enter through the door again, sir. Just to give them a cue, like, you know. That way you'd get the full benefit of the fanfare experience, your most wonderful fount of evil.
If I must.
Ready when you are, your devilness. Ready, lads? End.
Yes, very good. Yes, I understand. It's very... Raven?
Yes, your devilness?
Next time you want to give me a fanfare, hire the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And flush the remains of number 76 out the nearest airlock. Would you've only just had this oak parquet flooring installed, for God's sake?
Yes, your devilship.
Meanwhile, back in France...
Ah, sniper!
What? What there? Up here?
I was sniped! I only had 3 seconds to go before I won that Alan Prost side berry. Mad.
You were looking on eBay.
Oui, naturellement.
How much have we got for the lizard so far?
1,450,000,16 euros. Holy brie wedges.
How on earth have we versed all that?
I haven't the faintest.
Ah! J'ai possessé le mail! Dear exultant monsieur, blah blah blah, I'm very interested in your item, blah blah blah. How you acquired this collector's item, I have no idea, blah blah blah. I represent Sega, blah blah blah. Good heavens!
I know, their use of grammar is atrocious, and why they've kept putting in blah 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 is beyond me.
No, 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 my friend. This pitch they sent us. It is the prisoners. They are...
Team Chaotix!
This is not possible. How did you escape?
Funny you should ask. After you and your despicable friend here trapped us and tied me up, you neglected to realize my colleague Esbio still had one of his throwing stars with him. And he only needed one shot, one opportunity to set me free.
And he missed.
Yes.
Right. Spirits unite indeed. Just as well you inadvertently tie me up some cheap-ass rope. My swinging from side to side put enough strain on the binding to break it, and I was able to free my friends.
In other words, he was too fat to be held by the rope.
Ow!
Whatever the case, you two work for the Devil Chow. You're under arrest.
On what charge?
Working for the Devil Chow organization.
Oh, right, yes. That would do it, wouldn't it?
Stop yakking and run for it. You must get the plans back to Agent Tangerine. I will hold them up.
Agent Tangerine?
A bit like Agent Orange, but slightly smaller.
Oh, I see.
I say to stop yakking and run, Jack.
A biento, Team Chaotix.
Stop him. Not so fast. Allez, who dares try and pass me?
We do.
Charmy, you see his hand?
There are 6 fingers on his right hand.
Just like the man who killed your father.
No, it can't be. How many times do we have to go through this? There were 7 fingers on his left hand, and he ran over my uncle in his car. We got a generous payout from Extant Direct.
Extant Direct? You mean the people that in the event of having an accident, with their aid you can claim a no-cost financial settlement from those responsible?
The very same.
They're very good. I bumped my head and got a lump sum.
This is impossible. You are the sole survivor of the beef family that caused our restaurant to go downhill with the settlement we had to pay so many years ago.
What?
My brother Jacques. He is the 7-fingered man, the one you seek. Now I will have his revenge on my behalf.
Does that even make any sense?
I'll get you for this! En garde!
Ugh, don't point that thing at me, you strappy swine!
Hey, ho! Ow! Take this!
Pay! Thrust!
Ow!
Had enough? Take some of this! This!
Carmy, don't! You can't put a sword fight with your stick. That's nuts!
Talk about putting your ass on the line. And since when was he the same one?
Okay, granted.
Are they gonna finish anytime soon?
Oh, they look like masters to me. This could be a long, drawn-out technical fight.
We don't have time for this. Excuse me?
Yes?
Oh, Espio, why'd you have to do that for? I was winning!
One, this episode has gone on long enough already. Two, if I had to see your backside wiggling at me one more time, I think I'd have been sick. Now, let's find out who he really is.
Yes, look. He's wearing a mask.
Then who is he?
Let's find out. How horrid!
Bill Clinton?
I think that's another mask, guys.
Alan Rickman?
I don't think so, somehow.
Captain Kirk?
Alex Friend?
Nelson Mandela?
Old Man Jones!
Not THE Old Man Jones, the stable owner! Yeah, that's it! And I would've gotten away with it too if it hadn't been for you meddling kids!
Why, Jonesy? Why'd you do it? Why?
Am I the only one here thinking this is another mask? My God!
Espio, what is it? Let me see!
This man, this human, he's really a chow!
Incredible. A chow in a mechanical suit, like a bionic exoskeleton.
This is highly advanced technology. Very impressive stuff.
This must mean DC Incorporated has a lot of financial backing behind them. We need to be more careful in the future.
It's not true.
Charmy, what is it?
You mean to tell me my uncle, all this time, he was killed by a chow? A mere stupid chow?
I'm sorry, Charmy.
Charmy? You okay, kid? What is the sinister plan that is now hatching in the Parisian sewers? Will Charmy track down the 8-fingered man-chow? If indeed he is Jack, as Pierre says. Find out next time in the next moderately entertaining episode of Chaotix X.
That last song was a VG remix. It was by USA, aka Daniel Lippert. It was the Sonic Adventure 2 Battle speed-up theme, repeated several times on the piano, obviously with a change of key each time, making it faster and faster and faster. And I actually think that's a really cool piece of music. It's very cleverly done. Before that, we had a Crazy Monkey, another VG remix, and that was the remix of the Sonic 3 Ice Cap Zone theme called Black Ice. And then just before that, of course, we had Chaotix X. There was a slight problem, I must admit, with this episode of Chaotix X. I've got no idea why exactly, but you may have noticed if you had Winamp open that it was like missing a couple of channels on the audio, and I've got absolutely no idea how this happened. The right audio channels, I say, if you looked at the bars on Winamp as that was playing, you'll notice like the last four bars just weren't active at all. I really don't know what happened with that, but it's on the master, so I'm kind of stuck with it, unfortunately, and unfortunately so are you. Hope you enjoyed the sword fight. Quite impressive trying to bring a sword fight to life on radio, especially with Charmy using his stinger to fight in it. Yes, the scream was me at the end. It's very difficult to scream as Charmy without making it just sound like a terrible scream and you wanting help immediately, and thus causing neighbours to run in, knock on the door, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. But yes, so not long to go, we've still got an advertisement coming for you should you wish to stick around, but as you stuck around for the last 2 hours coming up, you might as well stick around for the rest of it. Podcasting, it's a cool business, isn't it? This being the case with me sort of having to be able to post this audio file onto this storage unit to where I am storing them, and then using the podcatching ability to use the full range of software and audio options available. It also allows me to do a slightly bigger show. So the two, so it's come to 2 hours, which is roughly the kind of time I might have wanted anyway. Although, to be honest, I'm a lot longer than I thought it was going to be today, I must admit, but we're still not over anything. And that means we are coming up, as I said, to our last song, and then we have an advertisement. The song and the advertisement are tied in, as you will see. It is Supporting Me, the theme from the BioLizard. It's a ton of Sonic Adventure 2 today, as I said. It's the Sonic Adventure 2 BioLizard theme, Supporting Me.
block nose. Sore throat. Breathlessness. Hard hacking cough. Pounding headache. Can't take any more. Well, not anymore when you use new BioLizard cough drops for all discerning prototypes of the ultimate life form. BioLizard cough drops are proven by scientists to reduce the creation and expulsion of static electricity balls of black harbolus by up to 95%. This added dual mental action helps to ease airways, and the unique eucalyptus and aloe vera blend soothes and calms dry throats. BioLizard cough drops. Get them from your local pharmacy today. BioLizard cough drops contain 65% asbestos, independent scientific survey finds by Republic Inc. BioLizard should avoid swimming for up to 2 years after application, and the resultatory benefits are purely coincidental. Now in licorice flavor.
Radio Redux.
A BioLizard double bill there. Well, that was the last item today on our playlist. That has been Radio Redux Episode 2. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are a Radio Redux veteran, in that you listened to the first Radio Redux as well. And if you're just new to us, I hope you enjoyed it too. I've been Arcane UK, this has been Radio Redux, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.